In the process of trying to escape North Korea for a better life, Grace Jo and her family began to help others. In that process, they met a missionary based in the U.S. who began to help them.
So after we sent back to North Korea, the missionary came back to the U.S. And then he asked a lot of supporters, and he made $10,000 of money, U.S. dollars. And then he bribed North Korean agents in North Korea.
And in a gutsy move as well, Grace Jo's sister got involved in getting the border guards to look the other way.
My sister, she bribed one soldier at the Tumen River, and then we agreed to give him 8,000 yuan Chinese money to him.
Then the complicated choreography of their final escape began to take shape.
We stayed at another broker's house and then wait until dark.
Not only did they have to wait for dark, but they had to wait for the right person to take up his post.
We wait until 9 or 10 p.m. And then once we got the message, he's working at that moment. And then we walked to the border. And once we confirmed, he let us cross.
It sounds simple, but crossing into China meant crossing a river, swimming, and climbing a mountain. But they did it and found a car and freedom waiting for them on the other side. And in my final report,
when I think of those children, my heart is very hurt.
She's physically free, but there's something else she's got to do. JJ Green, WTOP News.